Hey, fellow Warriors Fanatics. I am finally back. I'm so sorry for not posting. I've been busy, just busy. I can't really make any promises, but I think I might do a spoiler episode on River at some point. So, River, the new book by the Erins about the new Warriors book. From their new series, A Starless Clan. So, I guess if you want spoilers, you can listen to that. I have a shout-out to Milo Casts. Their podcast is Milo Speaks. And they only have one episode, so the episode was good. So, yes. But thank you so much for favoriting my podcast. And now I'm going to do what we were here for today. So today I am doing another tragic love stories episode, so I guess a spoiler alert right now, up until you might want to have read, like, all the books. I guess you don't really need to have read River, unless, yeah, you don't need to have read River, but you have to have read all the way through The Broken Code, sorry. So, here's Ashfur. It only involves, it involves lots of cats dying. That's why it is tragic. Okay, so it starts with Squirrel Flight, and I don't remember the exact details, but if I do remember correctly, Squirrel Flight, Brambleclaw and Squirrel Flight had a fight, and then Squirrel Flight goes and starts hanging out with Ashfur because he's there for her. And, like, if he's there for you, why not? So, she hangs out with him, and then, over time, he grows to fall in love with her. But then, Squirrel Flight and Bramblestar make up, and then Squirrel Flight rejects Ashfur, which I think is totally unfair on his part, because he was there for her when she was having problems, and Bramblestar was not. So, and then, after the rejection, it basically just broke Ashfur's heart. He was so upset about that. And he got so mad that later there was a fire in ThunderClan camp, and, Ashfur basically corners Squirrel Flight and her kits that Bramblestar thought were Squirrel Flight's and his, but they were actually Leaf Pool's. So, if you read the books, like, you know that. And, since nobody knew that, except for Leafpool and Squirrel Flight, that they were Leafpool's kits, Ashfur thought that they were Squirrel Flight's kits, so he's like, I'm going to kill your kits to hurt you, because he didn't actually want to kill her, because he loved her, and whatever. So, yeah, he tries to kill her kits, but then they don't, because Squirrel Flight's like, they're not my kits. And then he's like, okay. And then later, once he figures out who the mother actually is, Holly Leaf, who is one of the kits, he was about to reveal that her actual mother at a gathering. He's about to tell all the clans that Leafpool was the actual mother. And then Holly Leaf goes up and kills him. And then that, she disobeyed the warrior code, which is what she was obsessed with. So then she basically goes and she's like, you know what? I killed a cat. That is against the warrior code because he was from my own clan. And that is against the warrior code in general. So I'm just going to go crawl in a hole and die. And she legit crawled in a hole. She didn't actually die, though. The hole just collapsed. The tunnel collapsed behind her. And Lionblaze and Jayfeather were there to see her, and lots of stuff happened after that, but I don't need to go into that, because we're on to the next stage of Ashfur. He got sent to StarClan because they thought that he had redeemed himself, that he was fine, even though, you know, totally trying to murder three cats isn't bad enough to go to the Dark Forest. So he goes, and he is in StarClan. So then he goes, and later he blocks off most of StarClan, and then sends these false messages to this totally innocent medicine cat apprentice that tells him that to save Bramblestar's life, because Bramblestar is, like, sick and whatever, but to save Bramblestar, you need to go put him out in the snow for 30 minutes. somewhere around that, like, for a night or whatever. And then while he's out there and loses that wife, Ashfur goes, and he's like, oh, yes, now I can take over his body. So then he possesses Bramble Star. You know, totally logical for a diabolical cat to do. Then, later, after lots of trial and whatever, because Ashfur was so happy, he finally got to be with Squirrelflight. Yay! But then, of course, they figure it out, because he wanted revenge on all of the clans at this point, and he wanted Squirrelflight to come and live with him in the Dark Forest. Or even in the clans. He just wanted to be happy and live with her. So he, eventually they figure out that he has possessed Bramble Star. And all the cats are like, oh no, what do we do now? Shadowpaw, it's all your fault. We're just gonna be mad at you. And they did be mad at him. Poor cat. Later, I'm not entirely sure how it happened. I can't quite remember. But, Ashfur flees away. And, oh, yeah, during this time, Bramblestar spirits caught up in the Dark Forest. But, anyway, Ashfur flees with Squirrelflight and jumps them through the moon pool to where they end up in the Dark Forest. So, yay, he's holding Squirrelflight captive in the Dark Forest. And then, lots of traveling through the Dark Forest and whatever, I think this lasts two books, where Shadow Sight, Bristlefrost, and Rotspring all go through the Dark Forest and back and whatever. Until, eventually, they come to the final battle, where they are with, I believe it is, Graystripe, Bristlefrost, Shadow Sight, Rotspring, Crowfeather, and Misty Star. Unless I'm wrong, is that, I think that's all the cats. But they all go, and then they're later named the Lights in the Mist. But, they all go and they kill Ashfur. The saddest part about that is that when Ashfur finally dies, it's because Bristlefrost sacrifices her life to drown him in the dark water, and then she dies, and she and Rotspring don't even get to live together, and that's so sad. I love them together, and then they go bleh. I mean, Rotspring doesn't go bleh. It just annoyed me that it says his heart begins to mend again at the end. I mean, most people would be happy, but I've just seen too much of that to be happy about it. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed hearing my perspectives on that. I guess that was 7 whole minutes of talking about Ashfur. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I am just so grateful that anybody even listens to my podcast. Thank you so much. And punch on you later.